The Parler app went offline on Monday when Amazon booted the company from its web hosting services. Last week, Twitter and Facebook banned President Trump. His followers flocked to Parler. Then Apple and Google cut off access to it. The internet giants say Parler allowed users to post violent content even after the siege on the U.S. Capitol. Jeremy Latah teaches journalism and communication at Lehigh University. He says the clampdown by big tech is long overdue.
Twitter, Facebook have made the decision that these ideas are so wrong and dangerous and potentially could stoke violence. They don't want to be party to it. They don't want to let that go unchecked.
Parler is suing Amazon. Meanwhile, the company is trying to get back online with Epic, a website hosting service that works with other far-right extremist groups. Megan Frank, WLVR News.